Sleeping Beauty. The king and queen gave a banquet in honor of their new baby girl. All of the fairy godmothers were invited, except for one. No one seemed to know where she was. Each fairy godmother presented the princess with a wonderful gift. The first was a gift of beauty. The other fairies gave her the gifts of an angel, grace, dance, song, and instruments. About this time, the lost fairy godmother appeared. She was angry she had not been invited. She cursed the princess, so that, on her 16th birthday, she would prick her finger on a spindle and die of the wound. The youngest fairy godmother had not yet given her gift. She changed the curse so that instead of dying, the princess would fall into a deep sleep for 100 years and be awoken by the kiss of a prince. This gift and the king's edict to forbid the use of spindles made life go on as usual in the kingdom. Many years passed. On the morning of her 16th birthday, the princess walked throughout the castle. She saw an old lady with a spinning wheel. The princess wanted to use it. As the princess did so, she pricked her finger on the top of the spindle. She then fell into a deep sleep. The king had the princess laid out in a room in the castle on a bed, decorated with flowers. Since the princess looked so beautiful with her rosy cheeks and coral lips, she was now known as Sleeping Beauty. One day, a prince was riding his horse in the forest. He saw the castle towers above the treetops. A nearby villager told the prince the story of Sleeping Beauty. The prince went to the castle to find Sleeping Beauty. As he looked at her, the prince was enchanted with her beauty. He kissed her gently on the cheek. Sleeping Beauty awoke to see the handsome prince. They then fell in love. Soon after, Sleeping Beauty and the prince were married in the castle.